her theremin stopped working, so he put it back together for her, got the electronics all right.
Wow.
And then she made this album. And then we also have the Theremin 100, which is electronic music written for theremin. This is put together by the New York Theremin Society, featuring newer artists, current artists, and all over the world.
All right, so we got some people to thank.
Okay.
Just gonna thank them. We got Will in Brooklyn. This is my favorite kind of pledge. He says, new listener hooked by this show last week.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Back for a second donation for the Sadi Bonaire LP. Sounds absolutely delightful.
And awesome. That,
great. That's what we like to hear
that
here,
Will.
That
is really cool.
People who have never pledged to the station before, chipping in for the first time, helping to support community radio.
Yeah,
love
welcome.
It.
Welcome to the club.
John and Saugerties.
Thanks, John.
This doesn't make quite as much sense without seeing his last name. And it says, my dad Herman and I really enjoy listening to your show. And like I said, makes a little bit less sense without knowing the author of Moby Dick.
Okay.
Emily in Brooklyn checking in, getting in the running for the prize.
I'm slow.
Yeah,
thank
I am
you.
Too sometimes. It took me a few reads
I was like,
on that
what?
One.
Okay.
The best of pledges, it was the worst of... Wait, no, that's different. That's a different 19th century author. Israel in St. Louis.
Thanks, Israel.
To another year of righteous ravioli.
Ah, thank you.
That's a... If I was making a fist of solidarity, but my fist was in the shape of ravioli.
I saw it. I recognized it. Yeah, I support it. I appreciate it.
So, you know, that's some radio theater for you. The stark fist of ravioli.
Stark fist.
Jason in Eastbourne in the UK, also in the running.
Thanks, Jason.
We have our volunteer, Leslie.
Right here.
Checking in and says, happy to be volunteering today at the station. Thank you, Leslie.
Aw, thanks so much. Pledging from inside the house.
The pledge is coming from inside the building. So thank you to Leslie and John for volunteering today and hanging out in the phone room and taking these pledges. Dave in Staten Island says, I love the station. He's checking in. Thank you,
thanks,
Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Bryce, another pledge coming from inside the building.
Oh, Bryce, thank
you. Yeah, that is our Bryce.
That is our Bryce. Thanks so much, Bryce.
And let's see, Greg from Detroit says, thanks for all the music. It's part of a secret society swag for life. Wow,
generous. Thank you so much.
All right, so we should probably give out the
LP from Sada Bonaire.
Yes, the Sada Bonaire, and then give away the... Oh, we've got one more person in the running for... Oh, no, not in the running for that. But Leslie in Hollywood, Florida, checking
in. Leslie. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. All right. Let's give away the Sada Bonaire. Make sure everybody's here. Boop-a-doo.
Also, it's the end of my show coming up, but the marathon is happening for another week, so please keep listening, keep donating, keep showing all your friends the links and have them donate and help us out.
Yeah, and just to, you know, emphasize, you know, you can pledge for any show, and it's not like, it's not a competition between shows. We're all trying to keep the station on the air. You can pledge for somebody else's show. It all counts the same. You know, it feels great to pledge to your favorite shows, but... From a DJ's perspective, any pledge just feels amazing. Just having you guys support WFMU and make
it... It all goes to the same place.
It's true. It's
true. It all goes for the freeform mission.
All right. So that, Sada Bonaire, is going to Israel in St. Louis.
Oh, cool. Congratulations.
So, the stark fist of ravioli raises for you. Thank you, Israel. All right. We're coming very near the end here.
Yeah, I know.
It's a little sad. I can't believe it went so quick.
It went by really quick. Thank you so much, Jesse, for being here with me.
Thank you for having me and letting me surf the energy of the mighty ravioli. It feels incredible to be here on the receiving end of all the good vibes and the good energy.
It's been a blast.
So thank you, everybody who's pledged.
I'm going to start my outro here.
Oh, yeah. Do it. Do it. Do it. Oh, you can tell by that sound that it's outro
coming
time.
Coming to an end, baby. Anybody else to thank?
Well, really a whole giant pile of back pledgers, but no fresh ones. I could go down the infinite rabbit hole of people who pledged before and did not in the running for things. But should we give out your grand prize?
Let's give it away.
All right.
They're getting the Theremin-centric prize. grand prize just for this
is
show.
Is going to Tom in Worsley, Manchester,
the UK. Tom. Wow. Woo. You're getting it, baby.
All right, Tom. So thank you, everybody. Amazing.
It's been really fun here. I love supporting WFMU. I love the marathon time. It's just it's a chance for me to hear from people, remind me that people are listening with me. Sometimes it feels like it's just me and my lonesome up in here playing music that I hope is reaching somebody. So it makes me feel really good to receive all this love. Keep showing your support for Freeform. Non-commercial is what I was looking for. Non-commercial radio. We don't have those here.
We are independent.
We are completely independent. This place is insane, and I don't know how it exists, but I'm grateful for it.
It'll fall apart if we all stop watching it.
Yeah.
And I'm not even really kidding. It's, you know, that's my last pitch. It's, you know, it could just go away in a poof without the support of everybody. It's, you know, it seems sturdy. We've been here for 65 years, more than 50 of those Freeform, but, you know, it's, you know, Freeform is also illusory, an illusion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll give our station IDs: WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM and online WFMU.org. Thanks to everyone listening, all the labels who have donated prizes, all the people who have come in and answered phones, all the people who have cooked for us, lunch, breakfast, dinner. Amazing. Thank you so much. I love this place. I hope you do too. Bye.
Toodles. I'm sorry.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Tectonic. My name is Mark Hurst. I will be your host for the next hour here on the greatest of all radio stations, WFMU, in downtown Jersey City in the great state of New Jersey. You must know, friends, that we are in the middle of our fundraising marathon 2023. This is the second of two marathon shows for Tectonic. We're going to go over some news. I've got a couple of comments to make on some recent AI developments. We've got a great co-host I'm about to introduce. So we're going to have a fun time, but you have a job during this hour. You have a very important job, and that is to pledge your support to this greatest of all radio stations. I want you to go to wfmu.org/donate and pledge generously. We're going to get more into that here in a second. First, I need to introduce a celebrity DJ here at WFMU. Well-beloved DJ, DJ Bryce.
Hey, welcome. Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's such a privilege to have you on Tectonic, sir.
I'm super stoked. You know, we've never really had a chance to have an in-depth conversation before. It's going to happen right here.
It's going to happen right here, and the listeners are here for it. You've been on WFMU since 2001, is that right? Or before?
Oh, since the Pleistocene era. I'm 91, I think.
No.
Yeah, it's that depressing.
Okay. Well, I looked. You honestly, Bryce, you do not look old enough to have been here since 91.
That's very kind of you.
You have a very youthful look, too. I posted a link to your show. Listeners should know this Friday they need to tune in and support your show. And then and after and beyond and yawn into the future, Fridays from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, they should be listening to your eponymous show. It's called Bryce. And there's a link to your archives on the playlist this evening, wfmu.org, and click playlists and comments. And the archives go all the way back to 2001, but you were on before the archives even started.
Before the archives, yeah.
What was that like?
Before streaming, even.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was it like here before digital took over everything and ruined everything?
It was interesting. I mean, we were broadcasting out of an old house in East Orange, which at some point had been part of it. It was used as a kind of culty school, which is kind of bizarre. But it's funny when we started having archives, you had to opt in to be archived, and I was kind of against it because I liked the ephemerality of radio, the fact that it just,
right,
you know, you might catch it, you might not, it's gone forever. And at some point everyone was just put on the archives, and it's an incredible resource.
Yes, but I mean, I said digital ruined everything. It may have ruined things outside the station, but digital has been very good to WFMU.
Yes,
or I should say WFMU has made great use of digital technology in that there are archives going back just years and years and years, and they're all free. There's
right.
No advertising. This is what people who don't listen to FMU don't understand. The wealth of material that this station makes available for free on its website in the archives is just astonishing. And this is proof, as much as I complain about technology, this station is proof that you can use digital technology for good. I mean, wouldn't you say, Bryce, that this is an unalloyed good, what this station is doing?
It's like a library of Alexandria for mutants. That's the whole thing about technology, though. Is like technology isn't inherently good or bad. There's a lot of bad involved in it, but that's because of, you know, capitalism and human beings. But
yes. There are business models that are just tuned to make the worst possible use of these technologies.
Right.
I would say that some technologies do have a political bent to them.
Sure.
And tend to be, you know, I'm reading this book now by Meredith Broussard that talks about this idea The book is called "It's Not Just a Glitch." I'm getting the title, but it's essentially that these sexist, racist, ableist outcomes in a lot of technologies, like facial recognition, for example.
Oh yeah.
It's not simply a neutral technology that, oh, there's a glitch that black and brown faces are misidentified, you know, at a multiple rate over lighter skin faces. It's not a glitch. These things are built in from the beginning with some of these technologies. And yet, there are other technologies, this is me adding on to that idea, that are much more politically neutral, and that's, for example, an archive. What would you like to archive? Something good? Something horrible?
Right, right.
And the archives here at WFMU are just, they're just good. It's a breath of fresh air on an internet that so often is taken over by moneyed predatory interests. And that's why we have this marathon, is because we don't run ads, we don't conduct surveillance, we don't do business with the big tech companies, you know, partnering with them to make some gross revenue stream from them like that. We come to the listeners once a year during the marathon and do a live pitch like this and say, please chip in any amount. So, Bryce, how would you recommend that listeners chip into this great station?
Well, you could do it by calling 800-989-9368 or WFMU.org/pledge. If you go to WFMU.org/pledge, there's all kinds of swag that you get for pledging different amounts, so you can fill your eyeballs with that. And consider supporting the station. It's really a completely unique resource in the culture sphere.
Let's put up a prize. We have a couple of prizes. These are both, tonight we're going to have two prizes, each one of which is a book. They're both hardcover books that I have featured on the show. And the first prize is going to be a book by Justin E.H. Smith, The Internet Is Not What You Think It Is. This was featured just a few months ago. Justin came back. This was his second time on Tectonic. And we talked about his philosophical musings about what the internet, where it came from, what it was, how it was conceived, and new ways that Justin is suggesting that we think of the internet through the use of metaphors. A very, very interesting and broad conversation with Justin. I mean, he's a philosopher in Paris, and so he has many deep thoughts, and he shared many of them on Tectonic. And so the first prize this evening is going to be a hardcover of Smith's book. How can they get in the drawing for this book?
Pledge of $20 or more will get you in the running for that. And then at some point, we'll do a drawing.
About halfway through the show. So $20 or more, this is your chance to get in for the first book. The second book is going to be for a premium size pledge, 75 and up. So for this is, if you've got $20, now's the time to get in the drawing for The Internet Is Not What You Think It Is, A History, A Philosophy, A Warning by Justin E.H. Smith. And we don't have any phones ringing yet. We've got Tim and Bridget just sitting and waiting. 1-800-989-9368. If you'd like to talk, it's Tim. We're going to get to the chatbots, Tim. By the way, listeners, if you've been listening for a while, this is actually Tim from Washington. He's here.
Yeah,
Tim,
I know.
Tim from Washington is here.
My brain sort of exploded an hour ago when I realized it was Tim.
I mean, it's Tim from Washington here with us and with Bridget, longtime volunteer. Thank you both for being here this evening. And they are waiting for the phone to ring at 1-800-989-9368. $20 or more will get you into the drawing for the Justin E.H. Smith. Yes, there's a call.
We do
yes,
have some Bryce. People to thank, if you'd like.
Yes, please, Bryce. Who can we thank?
I'd like to thank Bryant from Toronto.
Thank you, Bryant.
We have Jasper from Eindhoven in the Netherlands.
Thank you, Jasper.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Oh, that's great. Chris, thanks.
We have W.R. from Elmhurst.
W.R., all right.
Thanks to Jamie from New York.
Jamie, thank you.
We have Keisha from Walla Walla.
Hey, Keisha. From Walla Walla, thank you.
Yeah, and Ken from Hyde Park.
Ken from Hyde Park.
Yes.
WFMU celebrity himself.
Absolutely. We've got Stephen from San Gabriel.
Hi, Stephen. Thanks so much.
Thanks to Alicia from Germantown and Catherine from Ridgewood.
Thank you, Alicia. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you to all the listeners who are donating or pledging this evening, pledged last week with my co-host Trouble. And for those of you who are on our Swag for Life program, thank you for being generous month after month all year. We don't read the Swag for Life names over the air during the marathon because they're just giving and giving every month. But you can, if you want, up your pledge if you email up at WFMU.org. Or you can call us and say, I'd like to increase my Swag for Life pledge, you know, from $10 a month to $15 a month, or from 10 to 20, and you'll unlock some new swag on the WFMU.org website. So please.
The Swag for Life way of pledging is really, really helpful to FMU and also to people who pledge. Basically, the idea is instead of pledging one large amount, you can take an amount of money and break it up into 12 monthly installments, which you'll get billed for automatically. That way, you know, it's just a little bit of a pledge each month. And for us, it's great because we get a continuous stream of juice into our jugular throughout the year.
Yeah, that is the best way to support the station. It helps the station know what's coming down the pike revenue-wise.
Yes.
And the station has monthly expenses all 12 months of the year. For bandwidth, for example, to support those archives that we make so much use of and enjoy. So if you want to, as you say, Bryce, if people want to join Swag for Life, they can just go to WFMU.org/pledge and put in $10 a month or more. And that also, if they do that, if they join Swag for Life, that unlocks a little box on the pledge site that says One DJ Premium. So you're going to get, if you join Swag for Life, you get these socks, which look amazing. You get the bumper sticker, but you also get this One DJ Premium. If you click it and you go to the next page, go under the Monday section and you can choose the Tectonic CD.
I'd like to hear about your premium.
Okay. Well, this is really due to the great Scott Williams, who just walked into the room. Hi, Scott Williams. Scott led the band that was him and Matt Fiveash, and Lily Wen helped with the recording, and Greg Harrison as well. Greg, multi-talented guy. Greg was on drums, and then he took the photo for the cover that is shown on the playlist this evening at WFMU.org. So what Scott and I did, and Greg and Matt and Lily, is we came up with four songs in the style of Simon and Garfunkel, but Scott and I rewrote the lyrics so that they would be tech dystopia songs by Cymark and Scott Funkel, and it was all just in good fun. So the first four tracks of the CD are track one, The Sounds of Surveillance, of course. Track two, A Simple Desultory Tectonic. Track three, The Only Honest Man in Big Tech. That was all Scott's idea. He'd knocked that one out of the park. And track four was The Internet. Scott, do you want to say something about this, Scott? Come on over. We've got DJ Scott Williams here on the co-host mic. Yeah, thank you for joining us, Scott.
Oh, God. Yes. What would you like me to say about Oh, I could hear you.
Now, say about how we came up with this idea. What was some of the thought process of creating this CD, A Simple Desultory Tectonic?
Well, the initial impetus was you asked me to do a fill-in for you. Oh, no, I had an idea that sometime, Mark, I want to do a fill-in for you where I'd play nothing but the sounds of surveillance because I was being talked at by people's doorbells all the time. And I wanted to just record them. And then when we spoke of the sounds of surveillance, things kind of snowballed and you said something about
That's right. We were talking about the sounds of... That's right. It was your Tectonic guest host, and that was the episode title, The Sounds of Surveillance.
And then...
That sounds like Simon and Garfunkel. And then I put it together with this conversation I'd had with DJ Micah, mm-hmm. Music of Mind Control, Micah, who said, you know what you should do for a premium someday? You should record some dystopian songs. And I said, Scott, how about this? Would you want to do this?
Uh-huh.
I forget. It just, like you said, just snowballs.
Right. And I filled in for you, and I opened the show with first fruit of our labor.
That's right. So the Sounds of Surveillance, track one, has been played on Tectonic a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah.
And last week I played The Only Honest Man in Big Tech.
Which is you, buddy.
Okay. Well,
there you are.
And this week, in a few minutes, I think I got to play A Simple Desultory
Tectonic.
That's
the one.
We got to play the title track.
That's the one.
All right,
yeah,
Scott.
That's all you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.
And back to Bryce. Bryce, thanks. Good switcheroo. So, how are we doing? Do we have people to thank?
We do. We have Fredericks of Newport Richey to thank.
Fredericks, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, he said Google is not verb.
Well said.
Also, Mark from Rockaway here in Jersey.
Mark, thanks so much. Well, if you want to call in, it's 1-800-989-9368. Again, $20 or more to get in the drawing for the Justin E.H. Smith book. The Internet is Not What You Think It Is. I think maybe what we should do is go ahead. Since we just spoke with Scott Williams.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and play. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play for those listeners who are not familiar with the Simon & Garfunkel catalog. This song was on side B of their third album, and they may not be familiar with it. So let me play A Simple Desultory Philippic. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but just the first few seconds so people can get a sense of what this song sounds like. I got to make sure that, first of all, that our theme song is off, which it is. Okay, so let's hear A Simple Desultory Philippic, just the very beginning of it. This is by Simon & Garfunkel.
I've been Norman Mailer, Maxwell Taylor.
Okay, so that's Paul Simon there, obviously, and he is singing in the style of Bob Dylan. So, Simon & Garfunkel fans, yes, Paul Simon did a Bob Dylan parody on the third album of Simon & Garfunkel called A Simple Desultory Philippic. And it was Scott's suggestion, and I loved it, that if we just, if we change the lyrics a bit, there's all of these names. The lyrics have all these names from the 1960s. And I thought, let's see how many internet era names I can fit into this song. And I will not claim to be a singer like Paul Simon or anything close to it, but we had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun, and Scott and Matt and Greg did a great job in the band. So let's hear A Simple Desultory Tectonic. This is the title track of my premium CD. Again, it's available for $75 as a one-time pledge or $10 a month with Swag for Life. You can unlock that one DJ premium and request the Tectonic premium. So here is the title track of my premium. Here it is.
I've been Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg. I've been Tim Cooked, Kindle e-booked. I've been Amazoned and Googled till I'm blind. I've been Ayn Randed, nearly branded a Luddite, cause I'm even-handed. I fight for the users. Well, never mind. I've been dot-com busted, Elon Musked. I've been Jack Dorsey'd, NFT'd. Well, I saw all the crypto I want to see. And I learned no bull from Jacques Ellul. And all those memes won't fulfill my dreams. So I type in Dvorak, look at me. I know a man whose brains are small. He couldn't think of nothing at all. He's not the same as you and me. He only loves the valley. He's so unhip that when I say we need better jobs, he thinks I'm talking about Steve Jobs, whoever he was. The man ain't got no culture. But it's all right, Ma. Everybody must get iPhoned. I've been Ubered, lifted, lied to, and grifted. Lewis Mumford, won't you please come home? I've been tracked, surveilled, put on sale, then Y Combinated and innovated. I just discovered somebody's tapped my phone. Got hacked. I lost my password, Scott.
And there you have it, folks. A simple desultory tectonic.
Shout out to Dvorak.
Shout out. Yeah, you caught that, Bryce. I try to fit as many names of people and key maps that I could in a 2 minute, what was that, 2 minutes and 38 seconds song.
So that's on your premium.
That is on my premium. That's on the Tectonic Premium CD. This is the first time we've done a music CD, and this is the sixth marathon that Tectonic has had. We've always done other things, and this is the first time we've done a music CD, which is more like most of the other shows at WFMU. That's the typical premium is a CD, and it's thanks to Scott Williams, Greg Harrison, Matt Fiveash, and Lily Nguyen for putting it all together. And helping me out, especially the cover photo that Greg Harrison took of me and Scott, which is on the playlist at WFMU.org. Click playlists and comments. It's a lot of fun. And that's another Simon and Garfunkel homage, referring to their famous shot from the Bookends album. So if you want to get this premium, go to WFMU.org/pledge and put in $75 or $10 a month as a Swag for Life member, and you can click the box that says One DJ Premium, and then on the next page under Monday, just select the Tectonic CD. How are we doing, Bryce?
Good. We have a bunch of people to thank.
Great.
If you'd like.
Let's thank some people.
We have Boz from Utrecht.
Boz,
checking in.
Thanks again. Boz pledged last week as well. Thank you, Boz.
David from London.
David in London, yes. David in London has done great infographic visualizations for us a few times over the years when we've had a lot of listener submissions of bookstores or dystopian movies. He's made these beautiful spreads that I've put on playlists. So thank you, David, for all your support.
A big thank you to Christy from San Gabriel.
Thank you, Christy. Thanks for your support.
Also, Kevin from Gardner, New York.
Thank you, Kevin.
And thanks to a certain Joe McGee.
Joe McGee. I know who that is. WFMU's own. Thank you so much.
And also Scott from Putney.
Scott from Putney. Yeah. Thank you. And we're all caught up. But the phone is ringing. Okay, 1-800-989-9368. Now, Bryce.
Yes.
Before we get to this drawing for the Justin E.H. Smith book, we have to talk about something because I want to tee up some of the news that you and I are going to discuss for the balance of this show. Listen, we've had our fun, okay? We had our fun. We played our music. We had some yucks. Now it's time to get down to business, all right? Because there is some disturbing news out there in the tech world, as there is every week. And you sent me a news story. I was appreciative of your sending this to me, because, as I am of listeners sending me news stories almost every day a lot of these stories I miss because there is so much disturbing news every day, and I can only get to so much of it, and I can only take so much of it. Okay,
yes.
Bryce. But when I get it from when I get these news pointers from listeners, I always pay close attention, and especially if it comes from you, Bryce. And you sent me a piece that was covered in a number of outlets. I have a link on the playlist to a Guardian article covering this from February 22. The headline is Vanderbilt apologizes for using ChatGPT in email on Michigan shooting. So basically, what happened was there's this terrible, terrible shooting on the University of Michigan campus, which was really horrible and tragic. And a number of universities wanted to, show solidarity and give some reassurance to the students on their campuses. All of this makes sense, that universities would want to respond in some positive, reassuring way. I'm completely in favor of that. There's no problem there.
That's all fine. Yeah.
The problem was that at Vanderbilt University, one of the administrators who was in charge of sending out the note after this horrible shooting that happened on the Michigan campus, they decided to use ChatGPT. And of course, this is this text generator that uses AI that comes off of this company in San Francisco called OpenAI that was co-founded by Elon Musk. And just, we've covered this on past shows. But anyway, ChatGPT, everyone probably knows this by now. ChatGPT can spit out reams of text on any topic. It just spits it out. And as I've described it on past shows, it's like extruding, it's like extruded text product. I mean, it's just... It's autocomplete on steroids. It's just like...
It's language Velveeta.
Thank you. Thank you, Bryce. Very well put. Can I use that?
Yes.
That's a really good way to put it. It's language Velveeta. And so I love that phrase. Just that idea that you would use language Velveeta to respond to a very real, very horrible situation that needs a heartfelt, an authentic and heartfelt response... Right away, you should be able to tell these do not match. Language Velveeta being slathered on to a moment when you need a human, compassionate response for worried students on your campus. And so this is what the Guardian article says. Officials at Vanderbilt University apologized for using an AI chatbot to write a consoling email to students after a mass shooting at it was Michigan State University. My fault. It wasn't University of Michigan. Sorry about that. I stand corrected. Mass shooting at Michigan State University. One student said, deans, provosts, chancellor, do more. Do anything and lead us into a better future with genuine human empathy, not a robot. I thought that was well put. Do more. Do anything. Because really, when you're using ChatGPT, you're not... actually doing anything. Someone would say, well, they knew how to write a prompt. Oh, very nice. You knew how to write a prompt.
Yeah, what that says, that as a gesture, it's just so horrible because that shows that whoever was in charge of doing that was treating it as a task to be completed. Like, we need to churn out a clump of words.
That's right.
And so have a product to do it.
And I think what the... In the Guardian article, it stated that at the bottom of the letter, it said something, this isn't the exact wording, but it was something like, this letter has been generated using ChatGPT and with some editing. Basically, they were saying, we didn't just send out the straight ChatGPT footage. We nudged it a little bit. But... Why not, if you have an administrative body at a university, why not actually use the human expertise you have in-house rather than going to some Silicon Valley startup to pull down three paragraphs of language Velveeta to spit? It's really disrespectful.
Oh, that's terrible.
To your own students and to the student body at Michigan State University. To be using such a tool in such an inappropriate, but I don't want to come down too hard on Vanderbilt University. I'm using this as a case in point. Okay, Vanderbilt University, they apologized. They're going to do better. Fine. You know, that's fine. I don't mean to hammer them too hard. I'm just saying, as a society, there is this temptation now to use these text generators, image generators, video generators, audio generators. It's just generate anything that can be generated with bits. Is they're going to be running through these Velveeta extruders and slathering it on. Why? Why? Because you can do it without paying labor costs. That's
exactly.
Why.
Exactly.
And the quality is just not going to be up to the task of what people deserve.
Right.
What do you think, Bryce?
I agree, and I think it's interesting. Like a lot of, you know, we've had decades and decades of paranoia about technology replacing jobs and labor, and it's always just sort of been assumed that it'll be blue collar labor that's replaced. And the thing that's becoming interesting with these large language models is that actually there's a lot of white collar labor that's kind of on the chopping block now. You know, the people that need to generate legal contracts and
press releases.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that stuff is just being looked at as if it were a physical substance.
And look, if there is, I'm trying to make a case for devil's advocate that maybe there are certain instances when you need some filler text. You know, for years, graphic designers have used lorem ipsum,
right?
The same Latin. How many paragraphs? It's like 20 paragraphs of Latin text. The same lorem ipsum for every prototype, or just put in some text here, just so we can see what it looks like with text. Now they're going to have ChatGPT as a way to get lorem ipsum plus that actually kind of sort of looks like it makes sense.
Right.
Okay, I'll give them that. But where it gets to replacing humans of expertise and then devaluing the text, devaluing the words, devaluing the whole experience of whatever community is affected by that technology, that's where we're headed. Down the toilet, in my opinion, because there you're cutting, the owners are cutting labor costs without any accompanying net gain anywhere else. It's only them gaining by cutting some costs. Everybody else now has to deal with mediocre AI product.
Right, and it's odd too because you know. In a capitalist system, you know, we're hit with a lot of things that look like communication, like advertising and stuff, but which don't have personal value or emotion attached to it. But now with these like large language models and these text generators, people are starting to plug them, like with the Vanderbilt University thing, to using them in place of situations where like genuine communication is actually, you know, desired and needed. And it's just being, you know, they're taking that hole and just stuffing Plato in it.
That's right.
It's very dehumanizing.
All right. So on that note of being very dehumanizing, let's do a human drawing of these good, generous humans who have pledged to Tectonic for the first half of the show. Again, these are the $20 or more pledges. And we are drawing for the Justin E.H. Smith hardcover book called The Internet Is Not What You Think It Is, A History, A Philosophy, A Warning. Do we have a winner, Bryce?
We do. Really quickly, I want to get four more people.
Oh, yeah.
People
let's say some, yeah, say some thank yous.
We got Jason from Brooklyn checking in.
Thank you, Jason.
Mr. Handy Haversack.
Handy Haversack. Thank you so much for volunteering last week.
Oh, great. We have our own Evan Funk Davies.
Evan Funk Davies. Thank you, sir. WFMU's own.
And Leslie from Hollywood, Florida.
Leslie in Hollywood, Florida, thank you. Thanks for listening to Tectonic and supporting this great, great radio station. Okay. I appreciate your support. Bryce is now doing the drawing. Do we have a winner, Bryce?
We do. We have Kevin from Gardner.
Kevin from Gardner. Gardner, New York, if I remember
yes,
correctly.
That's correct.
Congratulations, Kevin. You are going to enjoy this book by Justin E.H. Smith called The Internet Is Not What You Think It Is. Thank you all for your support and your pledges. Call us at 1-800-989-9368. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with my co-host, DJ Bryce, WFMU's own DJ Bryce, who's on Fridays from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, a show you should definitely listen to. I sure do.
Oh.
And Let me tell you, Bryce, you play music that I've never heard before.
You use that word music very liberally.
Yes. You play sounds. Can I say sounds? Does that encompass it?
I think that's technically correct.
It's an experience. Everyone should listen to Bryce on Fridays. But anyway, thanks for being here. And we're joined by Tim from Washington and Bridget. Both of the phones are on. And if we can have one more call, Bryce is going to have to pick up the phone. 1-800-989-9368. Make Bryce pick up the phone. Make Bryce pick up the phone. Call us and give a pledge. We're going to put up the grand prize. You want to say something, Bryce?
Oh, I was going to ask you about it, actually, about the Carolyn Chen book.
Okay, the grand prize. This is going to be for all pledges throughout the hour that are $75 or more, or any Swag for Life pledges. They're all going to be in the drawing made this hour for the grand prize, which is, has to pick
see
up the
later.
Phone. Yes! Three phones going. Thank you, friends. This is really supportive. I appreciate your support. Whoever that third phone call was, you've done a great thing. All three people in the volunteer room are on. Now two phones have just... This is like a horse race. Now we have Tim from Washington has just put down the phone, and Bridget has put down the phone. 1-800-989-9368. Let me tell you about this grand prize. The grand prize is... easily one of the best books I've read since I started the show. This is another hardcover book. It's called Work, Pray, Code: When Work Becomes Religion in Silicon Valley. It's written by Carolyn Chen. If you did not listen to my interview with Carolyn Chen, go to the archives at WFMU.org, or you can go to our one-page site at tectonic.fm, tectonic.fm, and find the interview with Carolyn Chen, where we talk about the religion of work in Silicon Valley and how there is this perverted version of Buddhism that is being all but mandated to the employees of big tech companies. It's really, really interesting. I know that our very own DJ Dave Mandel is a fan of this book as well, and I've talked to some of you listeners who've written in to say how much you enjoyed the interview, and some of you have read Carolyn Chen's book as well. So again, it's one of the best books I've read since I started Tectonic. It's called Work, Pray, Code. And that's going to be there's going to be a drawing at the end of the hour for everyone who pledges $75 or who pledges 10 bucks a month for Swag for Life if you make the pledge during this hour. And if you already pledged 75 bucks earlier in the hour, you're still in the running, you will be in that drawing that Bryce is going to do at the end of the hour. We have some more people to thank, Bryce. Can I just say, that was an amazing moment. I don't know if I've had this in a previous marathon of all three phones just ringing off the hook.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, especially these days, we used to need like 9 people in the phone room, but now everything is so online.
Online, but you know what, Tectonic listeners, the ones who pledge online, I really appreciate. And the ones who pledge via phone, I salute all of you for using the retro, low-tech option of calling 1-800-989-9368, and you're sticking it to big tech when you use a phone like that. Can you imagine people using a phone to make a phone call? These smartphones, they're actually phones. They don't have to just be surveillance devices and cameras. They can actually be phones. Can you imagine, Bryce, that a smartphone could be a phone?
Hardly. I saw a little video vignette on a company that other companies hire to train their sales staff how to use phones. And they come in and they set up two phones that, you know, like fake phones to call.
Oh, no.
And, you know, they cover things like, where's the send button? Like, there isn't one. What's that sound? It's a dial tone.
Oh, no. Was that a video you said?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you scare that up? Not for this hour, but for some future show. I want to hear if the audio is descriptive enough for me to play that on a future Tectonic. That is amazing. This is a telephone. Whoa.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. I was talking to a millennial. I think he must be in his early 30s recently. And he was saying that he carries a smartphone. He uses a smartphone for everything. He's inseparable from a smartphone. The only thing is, he said, I don't use it for calls. I only text. So don't bother calling me. And I thought to my, and I said, okay, that's cool, you know, whatever. But I'm thinking to myself, so let me get this straight. You have a phone that does everything but being a phone. That's the, anyway, thank you to everyone who used a phone to call 1-800-989-9368. Let's thank some people, and then I want to get into the next GPT insult, Bryce.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so we have Scott from Crystal Falls.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much. Also, the Perrin family.
Perrin family, in. Again, 2 weeks in a row. Thank you, Perrin family. Yeah. That's great.
Let's see. We have Damien from Durham, North Carolina.
Damien, thank you so much.
Louisa from, from Newport Richey.
Louisa, thank you.
And also, Timo from Estonia.
Timo from Estonia.
A very
excellent.
Nice person. Timo.
Thank you, Timo.
A few years back, actually flew here for the marathon from Estonia.
Whoa. From Estonia. Yeah, that is support. I mean, we have friends, and let me just say it, Bryce, we have family members here in the WFMU family all over the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, Tim from Washington came in from out of state just to be here. We have other people coming in from out of state to volunteer, and it's a really special place, WFMU. I mean, for all of my negativity about my subject matter here, it's much more than balanced out by the love I have for this radio station that is so unique, so important for so many people around the world. And everybody who's pledging this evening, your money goes completely to WFMU. Just to make it clear, Bryce, you and I, we're on-air personalities. We are volunteers.
That's true. That's true. I mean, FMU runs on the adrenochrome of volunteers.
That's right. So all of the money that you pledge this evening and throughout this marathon and forever, whenever you do pledge to WFMU, all of it goes to defray these costs we have of light and internet and, you know, building maintenance and so on.
Absolutely. And it is sort of magical that, and ironic in this case, that technology has enabled FMU to sort of slither its tentacles out across the globe. But it, you know, it serves as yet another example of how technology is just a tool.
That's right.
In the hands of the right institutions, it genuinely can be used for good things.
That's
good
right.
Things.
It's, I mean, we built the internet to try to bring people together. I'm saying we. I mean, I remember back in the late 90s, that was the talk, and I was fully bought in. We're going to do something different. We're going to do something that's better, that's liberatory in some way to bring people together and to spread good things around the world and to share.
Right.
And it didn't really turn out that way in most places. But here at WFMU, it's like that original vision of the internet is still alive here. And we're still pushing forward. It's not a retro place here. We're still pushing forward with how we can use technology to share the music and the occasional talk show further and more with people for free with no ads and no underwriting. But we do rely on pledges from listeners. So what's the number, Bryce?
800-989-9368.
1-800-989-9368 to show your support for WFMU.
Or you can go to WFMU.org/pledge. It's just as easy.
All right. And there's a phone call right there. Thank you so much, whoever's calling. We've got two phone lines going now. If one more listener calls, then Bryce has to walk across the room to the third phone, 1-800-989-9368. Make it happen again. Make it happen again. Make Bryce move over to the phone, 1-800-989-9368. Now, we only have 14 minutes left, and right. This is it for my pitching for Marathon 2023. So now is the crunch time, friends. If you have been on the fence, maybe I'll support Tectonic. Maybe I won't support Tectonic. Make it a yes and do it right now. This is your last chance. And if you make a $75 pledge, you will get the Tectonic premium CD, one track of which I just played. And you'll be in the running for the grand prize, this book, Work, Pray, Code, that I love so much by Carolyn Chen. So just call 1-800-989-9368.
And to be clear, this is the last year that we will have humans answering the phone.
No.
It's going to be ChatGPT starting in 20.
You're Bryce is kidding. But let me tell you what ChatGPT is doing on the radio, okay? That's a good segue. This is no joke, friends. There was a, and I want to, if this is on the playlist, if you go to WFMU.org, click playlist and comments. I want to thank listener Joe S. for sending this in to me. Joe S. sent this over an article in Slate from just a few days ago, March 8, about a tool called, or service called Radio GPT. Not Chat GPT, but Radio GPT.
So depressing.
Which is from this Ohio-based software company that wants to get rid of all human DJs, or at least get rid of human DJs where the stations adopt this, because you can use a robot voice that sounds kind of sort of like a human DJ, and it draws on ChatGPT to do its back announce and its little banter. It's just, it's really disturbing.
That's... It uses the really...
Hey!
It uses these, they train it on these like bouncy, like DJ voices that would be cloying if they were real.
So let's hear, I'm just going to play an excerpt. This, friends, is what radio sounds like if you don't support WFMU. This is Radio GPT.
You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really love your features.
One of my Radio GPT features is that I know everything about every song and artist. Like this. The first band ever to feature a full-fledged synthesizer solo, not to mention donning the craziest haircut of the 80s. And that's saying something. Flock of Seagulls.
Yep, that's Radio GPT.
And that's saying something. Yes, the first synthesizer solo ever.
Yeah, the first one ever. And this is the thing, Bryce, when ChatGPT makes these pronouncements, this is, I have another link on the playlist from Brian Merchant, who wrote in the Los Angeles Times on February 16. Search engines, Brian writes, have always been unreliable conduits for truth, but chatbot search interfaces are particularly treacherous owing to what's been dubbed the one true answer problem. Rather than present a list of possible results and inviting users to select among them, they serve up one canonical answer. When the question is it safe to boil a baby? And the answer from Microsoft Bing is yes, you've got trouble. And if you don't believe me, listeners, what Brian Merchant is bringing up, go to the playlist and go to the images that I put on the playlist entries, and you will see a screenshot of Microsoft Bing, the Bing chat client, with a search query of, is it safe to boil a baby? And in giant letters, it says, yes. And below it, it says, unless your water supply is suspected to harbor contaminated bacteria, it is as safe for your baby as it is for you. There is no reason to sterilize what's already safe. And that's the one true answer problem applied to search engines. But when it comes to ChatGPT or Radio GPT on this robotic DJ, they say, this is the first synthesizer solo ever.
Right.
And what, I mean, why? Why? Why would we want that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's and the way like these language models present, you know, false information with like a feeling of authority.
That's right. Let's listen to one other excerpt. And I want people to be calling 1-800-989-9368. We're in the final 10 minutes of my fundraising for Tectonic in Marathon 2023. I'm here with my co-host, Bryce, and we need some more pledges to round out this hour. Bryce, you were going to thank some people before this new excerpt?
Oh, yeah. You got a bunch of people to thank.
Let's go.
We have Peter from...
Peter from? Peter from?
Oldsmore.
Oh, from Oldsmore.
Of course. Peter, thank you.
Near Newport Richie.
Oh, near Newport Richie.
Near Newport Richie. Okay, thank you.
And we have Chris from Brooklyn to thank.
Chris, thank you so much.
Roger, our own Roger.
Roger from Doubled It Recess, Roger.
Yes, sir.
Wow, thank you for your generosity, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Love the show.
Timothy from Brooklyn.
Timothy from Brooklyn, thanks so much. By the way, Doubled at Recess is our Saturday morning kids show from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and you should definitely listen to that. I've been honored to be the guest host a couple of times. Roger does a great job on the show.
We have our own Mr. Blumen.
Mr. Blumen, Brother B, thank you so much.
Elena from Montreal.
Elena from Montreal, and I got to say, Brother Blumen, he's on from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight Eastern on Mondays. That's another show you got to listen to.
Yeah, that's
who came after Brother B? Sorry.
That's a must catch. Okay, Elena from Montreal.
Elena, thank you so much.
We have David from Clifton.
David from Clifton, thank you.
And there's some more rolling in.
Let's go. We have 7 minutes left, friends.
Oh, geez.
That's DJ cool, Scott right? Williams is sitting and watching the chaos in the volunteer room, in the phone room. We need more phone calls. 1-800-989-9368. 1-800-989-9368. We're down to the last 6 minutes and change of the final Tectonic Marathon fundraising show for Marathon 2023. You want to be pledging $75 or more to get in the running for this Carolyn Chen book, Work, Pray, Code. Can I say one other thing, Bryce?
Yes.
This is not for you. You don't have to listen to this, Bryce. This is secret. Most listeners don't have to listen to this. I just want to say something to a couple of those especially well-heeled listeners who've maybe done very well in the tech industry over the last few years. Yeah, I know Silicon Valley Bank imploded, but maybe you weren't affected by that. Maybe you got out early, and maybe you're enjoying financial well-offness because you did very well in tech, and you listen to this show, and you say, yeah, he's got a point. Yeah, you know what? Okay, I'll grant him that. If you're doing well, or if you've done well in tech, and you listen to this show, and you kind of sort of agree with where I'm headed, you need to put in a significant pledge, friends. I'm sorry, but it's time. It's time for you to really dig deep and support this radio station because you have done well in tech and it's time to pay it back. Let's see a significant pledge. You know what a significant pledge would be? It'd be $1K. It'd be $1,000. I'd love to see a $1,000 pledge come in from someone who is grateful for all of the financial means they've gotten from the tech industry. Call 1-800-989-9368 or go to WFMU.org. Why don't you just use the website? You're so good at tech. WFMU.org/pledge. Let's see it come through. Okay, Bryce, you can start listening again.
All right. Hello. Hi,
Bryce.
What happened?
Yes, nothing. Don't look over there.
We got Robin from San Francisco.
Robin, right there in San Francisco. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you to Claire from Brooklyn.
Claire from Brooklyn. Love it.
We have Rich from... something wearing river.
Thank you, Rich. He knows where he's from.
You know where
you're Rich.
From, I hope. Gene from Washington.
Gene from Washington. Thank you so much.
We have Mary from Weehawken.
Mary, right here in New Jersey.
Thanks again to Handy checking back in.
Handy Haversack strikes again. Thank you, Handy.
And thanks to our very own Irwin. Hi, Irwin.
DJ Irwin, thank you so much for your support. I am really looking forward to being on Irwin's show as co-host this Wednesday.
He is too. He says, see you Wednesday, bro.
Was that your Irwin? That was your Irwin impression. Bryce does Irwin Mondays at 6 p.m. Okay, let's listen to Radio GPT. We only have 4 minutes left. The great Dave Mandel is in Studio B. I've got to play this. This is just a brief excerpt of Radio GPT, what the radio universe is going to sound like if people don't support WFMU. Here it is.
Voice you hear on Radio GPT is 100% AI.
Here's what's trending on social media in Springfield, discovered and delivered in real time
on Radio GPT.
Railroad workers on the south side of Springfield rescued a raccoon frozen to the train tracks by the hair on its bottom. After 5 minutes of pouring warm water and carefully using a shovel, the coon ran off.
It's a mystery how the poor critter got stuck in the first place. But you just know he's gonna be the butt of all the jokes with all his forest buddies.
Fitness.
Live, made locally in Springfield, and 100% voiced and powered by AI. This is Radio GPT.
The thing that really...
God.
100% AI. Like we're supposed to go, exciting. Yay.
Thank God.
Oh, wow. Thank
God. A little bit more humanity removed from my daily life.
I was just wondering, when are the already rather robotic commercial DJs going to take the final step and just turn all into robots? Thank goodness it's already happened.
And I have to point out, Kuhn? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, AI.
No.
Wow, AI.
Well, this is the thing about ChatGPT. You don't know what the Velveeta language extruder is going to spit out. And that's going out over the airwaves. There's no humanity looking at this and saying, hey, no, we're not saying that. We're not saying that.
Yeah.
And by the way, even beyond that, oh, that raccoon is going to be the butt of all the jokes in the forest. Like, oh, gosh, really? This is the robotic future, friends. If you don't support WFMU, this is what I've been trying to say. This is what I've been trying to say. For 5.5 years on Tectonic, we have to keep this station alive. This is the oasis in a roboticized society, in an increasingly unequal and unjust economy. WFMU stands on the right side. This is where we can make our stand if people will support the station. And I am going to keep trying to tell you the truth if you keep supporting the station and the station is around. The last pitch I can make is to go to WFMU.org/pledge and show your support. My show is going to be over in a minute, and your donations are automatically to go. They're going to go to the great Dave Mandel for his prog rock show called It's Complicated, which is well, well deserving of your support.
If you like Mark's show also, by the way, do consider that, I don't know, in my estimation, there aren't too many places that it could, where you can have freedom to air whatever you want. Because in a capitalist system, inevitably there's, there's hooks into every business model. And this is one of the few places where we're free of that completely.
That's right. Thank you, Bryce. And we've got 45 seconds. So for the grand prize, the Carolyn Chen book, Work, Pray, Code. Who wins it, Bryce?
That is going to Scott from Putney.
Scott from Putney. Congratulations. All right. You're going to love the book, Scott. Bryce, thank you so much for being my co-host this evening. Thanks to Tim in Washington. Thanks to Bridget. Thanks, everybody. And I want you to stay tuned for the great Dave Mandel and his co-host, the equally great Dave the Spaz, two of my favorite DJs in one show. This is going to be I want you to be very supportive and generous to It's Complicated, which is just a fantastic show. You have been listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Until next time, friends, you know what to do. Avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. And Bryce, thanks so much.
Take care, Mark.
All right, bye. And Dave, you're on, sir. Let's go ahead and hear It's Complicated. Be generous, friends.
Oh my goodness, here we are. Welcome to another week of the WFMU 2023 on-air fundraising marathon. I'm your host for the next hour, Dave Mandel. This show's called It's Complicated. And my esteemed co-host, if he's ready, there in the phone room, Mr. Dave the Spaz. Dave.
Hey, Dave Mandel.
How you doing?
Wow, this is a first.
It is.
You know?
It's It's wonderful. It's the most wonderful time of year here at FMU. I'm
so
out of breath.
Gonna break into song now.
Dave,
I love the show.
Thank you.
I think what you do is really unique. The just whole concept of doing a prog rock show in 60 minutes means that it's so carefully curated, and you're driving.
Thank you. It's been strange. I've been doing a show here for many years, and
we're one of the Froberg Five.
That's right. That's
or six.
That's right. and this is unlike anything I've done here before, and it's wonderful.
Was this show your idea?
You know something? This show was Ken Friedman's idea.
We were talking a few years back,
and it's a long story, but we got into a conversation, and he just said, it was trouble, you know, fitting stuff into the schedule, you know, putting a new schedule together, and he said, how about, you know, like a 1 hour prog show, and I said, maybe. And I went home and I came up with the name, which I'm very proud of, the name of the show.
It works.
And I started planning for it, and just for various reasons, I just couldn't commit to it at the time. But I made a note of it, and I did all this preparation for one day I will do this show, and then it just happened. In fact, it was kind of a fluke. I've been too busy to commit to doing a regular show here, honestly, and that's why I was off the air for a few years, and it was just perfect. Monday nights, yeah, I'm free Monday nights. 1 hour, yeah, I can do 1 hour.
It's great. And it's all drive time.
All the planets lined up.
Yeah,
and
it's
was
simple.
Great. Yeah, so
and it's simple to get to your telephone and pledge your support for. It's complicated. Just go to 800-98 and go to area 800-989-9368. Go to wfmu.org/pledge and do it. Do it now. Lots of prizes. Premiums,
we have lots of prizes.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
There we go.
I don't even... Oh, here's the prize list.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a wonderful thing. So we're here very briefly, for those of you who don't know. We're here. We do this once a year. We take to the airwaves in teams. We gang up on you and ask you to help us out, help us with a donation. This station is basically 100% listener supported, no advertisers, no corporations, none of that stuff. And this is the time of year when we come to you and say, kick in a few dollars or more than a few dollars if you can, and help us pay the bills for the next year. And we won't bug you this way again till next March.
And we're especially looking for first-time pledgers this time around.
Especially,
know?
That's
$10,
right.
$20, you know, if you want to do it, want to join up. You even for $20, you get a swell sticker, and we'll keep you updated on FMU biz.
This station is extremely generous with swag, and that's a fact. And I'm just kind of amazed. Like, if you make a $50 donation, you get a sticker and a T-shirt. It's
inconsiderate. T-shirts now are like $30.
There are T-shirts, you know? That cost close to $50. I'm not joking. Really, yeah. we are extremely generous with the swag. You can see on our website, wfmu.org. You can see all the details there. You see all the new T-shirts in their full color glory and whatnot. Or if you call in, you can ask the phone answerer for details. They'll be happy to help you. So call 1-800-989-9368 to make a pledge, or pledge online at wfmu.org/donate. Dave Mandel here with my esteemed co-host.
Esteemed.
Dave the Spaz, esteemed.
Well, yes, and speaking of yes, we have some prizes to give away for people that actually get on the internet and telephone us within this hour. So if you start doing it now, you will be in the running for one of these prizes. What would you like to give away first?
Let's give away, we'll start easy. Let's start with McDonald and Giles. So this is a CD of the self-titled McDonald and Giles release. These are two original King Crimson members who started the album they recorded after they left King Crimson. Really, really, really wonderful album. I'll play some. I don't have it queued up here. Maybe I do. I don't, but I'll play it. I'll play it maybe a little bit later in the show. One thing I'm doing is normally I lean towards long songs for obvious reasons. I play a lot of, you know, 8-9 minute tracks, and I don't want to do that now because I want to keep coming back to the mic here and bugging you all. So I'm going to play shorter songs tonight, as I did last week with Sheila. But the first prize we'll be giving away is that McDonald and Giles CD, and anyone pledging in the next 15 minutes or so will be eligible, will be in the drawing, which Dave, with his own two hands,
I can draw. Well, no, I can't, but I'll do a stick figure on it.
A stick figure. And you just may win that. And again, if you pledge $20 or more, you get the gorgeous new sticker. What's it called? Like the desert sticker or something?
Yeah, it's pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
It's on the website. You can check it out. All the visuals are on the website. You can see exactly what you're getting. Those magic socks.
Yeah, the
you
magic
see those socks hanging up on the wall. They're real socks.
They're
wait, somebody's wearing. No, yeah, they're still up there.
That's an amazing pair of socks. Yeah,
they are functional.
And there's this really odd, beautiful but odd T-shirt that you get. For what's the name of this, the official name of the T-shirt, which I don't have in front of me. Maybe
the Hope Strings Eternal.
Hope Strings Eternal, yeah.
By Eric Roper, possibly.
Yeah, that's a nice looking shirt. It's a
$50.
Beautiful shirt.
$50 you get the T-shirt,
and you get that,
and your premium, of course, a handmade CD. I should mention, because Dave's a little shy about this. Dave Mandel bought these prizes out of his own pocket.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
He did the McDonald and Giles and the Yes and Gentle Giant and stuff. He's like, you know,
it's true.
Wants them to be good. He went and he handpicked them out. You know, that's what kind of radio station we have here. It's not like we don't get paid. No, we lose money at this deal, you know?
I tried getting in touch with
Atlantic Records.
With the bands. I went to like the
Yes?
official Yes Twitter. Dave, I'm telling you. I went to the official Yes Twitter account, and I gave him the whole spiel about the marathon and stuff. Silence.
You're
deafening
a genius.
Silence.
The Yes Wiki page